Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now we're going to speak with a guy who is arguably the biggest writer in the gun culture. According to Freddie Real, he is absolutely the biggest writer in the gun culture. He writes on the biggest website. His name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
How are things in sunny Arizona?
Well, we broke the 100 mark, so it's starting to get nice.
You know, I called my marketing company yesterday, and they had to go home because of the snow.
they're
up in Michigan, but anyway, but you know, I shouldn't be laughing about that, should I? No, I should not. We're seeing the bottleneck again, but hey, the one article that's up here, of course, is one that I like. This it's my favorite topic. You discovered that most of the documented handgun cases against bears have occurred in the last 22 years.
Yes, I've been associates. I don't want to take all the credit. There's several other people that have been working with me and volunteered and have contributed by locating instances where people have defended themselves with pistols against bears, and so it's not just me, but I've done a lot of the work.
Right.
And I and others, we found, we started looking in 2016, and we found 125 documented cases where handguns were fired in defense against bears. That's just handguns. We found another 20 cases where handguns and something else. I mean, it's a variety of things. A car, a rifle, shotgun, crossbow, regular bow. So, you know, when there's a combination of things used, then we're not willing to use it in the statistics as a handgun defense. It's a combination. So
right.
Those are not in, we don't include those in the statistics. And two of the 125 cases were muddy enough that you couldn't really say whether the handgun being fired was successful or failed, because it was kind of a muddy situation. You know, it wasn't obvious to me. And one of the reasons that we include all of, include links to the original reporting is so people can read what happened and make up their own mind. So some people have wanted to include the combination defenses, and some people have scored maybe one more failure than we do. We've only found three failures. That's fine. There's plenty of room for disagreement. That's why we include all the data. But in the 125 documented cases, there are two that were indeterminate. And we look at those, and I started looking, what's the number per decade? I started looking at that. And I realized that the cases we found were heavily, heavily weighted toward the present. And that there were only a very few cases that were early that we could document. And I started analyzing this, and I believe that there are three phenomena that have contributed to this very, very lopsided effect. And the first is that cartridge firearms are relatively recent phenomena. I mean, they were being developed from about 1840 to 1870. But prior to that, they were muzzleloaders. And before 1840, I mean, there were very few revolvers. Almost none. A few Colt revolvers of the Patterson type before 1840. And then they really started expanding about 1848. And then they, you know, expanded a lot. But those were revolvers, just they weren't cartridge revolvers. And then about 1840, you had a few pinfires. They started getting popular, very few in the U.S., mostly in Europe. And then you know, by 1870, the cartridge revolver was well established and becoming dominant. But the point is that most of these muzzle-loading pistols, which are usually single shot or maybe two barrels, and they were ancillary to long guns. Long guns were the thing, and there probably were a few bears that were killed in defense using a handgun, but they weren't recorded because there just wasn't a lot of recording out in the wilderness area. And even if somebody kept a diary, the odds of that diary then being published somewhere and then us being able to find it means that you just didn't find it. There just were that combination of relatively few people using pistols in hunting and poor record keeping. There just wasn't much of it. And then trying to find it. All those three things come together, and you just had very few records back then. And when you get into where cartridge revolvers start becoming more available, like I said, about 1870, they were well established. You also have the problem that right about then, the bear populations are really dropping. As human population expanded and effective firearms became more and more available, not just cartridge guns, but just good muzzle loaders, bears in populated areas became scarce because they were considered pests and people would use any and all means to kill them, you know, snares and traps and hunting with dogs all times of the year and, you know, just they would just kill off bears whenever they could because bears were not protected in any way and they were pests. They caused a lot of problems. So in that era from, let's say, about 1860 to about 1960, the bear population really decreased quite a bit. And there were not very many bears by the time you get to 1900, not many that were available. And I was a young child by 1960, and I remember, you know, that when a bear was killed, and this is up in northern Wisconsin, which was still fairly wild, when a bear was killed, it was a big deal. Wow, a bear. Somebody got a bear. You know, it was just amazing. And there were so few bears around, and they were not hunted very effectively because there was just not very many of them. But then in the 1960s, we started to get a situation where people said, hey, wait a minute, we shouldn't just kill all these bears off. There should be some kind of protection for them. We want to have some bears around. And so you started, conservationists and putting more of a season on bears and don't kill bear cubs. And some of that was in place, you know, that I used 1960 as a marker.
I'll tell you what.
But it's not.
Hold on right there, if you would be so kind. We're going to continue this with this. This is the last article that got put up yesterday at amaland.com. You can find this and nearly 2,000 other articles like it at amaland.com, all written by Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with writer Dean Weingarten. We were talking about the prevalence of, it seems like more bears are engaged or dealt with since 2000 with handguns than prior to that. And you were giving us the reasons for this.
Right. And we were talking about how hard it was to find incidents before 1960.
Right.
And there may have been incidents that may have been recorded, but it's hard to find what they were recorded on, and they're not generally easily available for search, say on the internet. And so in that whole period before 1960, it's like 7 decades from the first incident we found, we only found 6 in 7 decades. And of those 6, 5 of them were from about 2 or 3 books rather than, and a couple of those refer to newspaper articles published at the time.
Right.
They're in the books is how we found them. And then one happens to be because of the writing on Amaland. I've constantly been asking people to come forward with incidents. And in the comments section of one of those articles, a brilliant guy, I've talked to him several times now, he's a geologist, Canadian-trained geologist, mining engineer, geologist, and world traveler, who has kept extensive diaries. And in his diaries, there was an incident in 1957 where he killed a black bear that was attacking a person in with a .357 Magnum that he could carry because he was professionally employed in the outdoors. And so that shows you that it's just hard to come by. There may be incidents out there. It's just hard to find them. So in the 7 decades, from 1890 to 1960, only 6 incidents. Now, about 1960, there are several things that happened, and they all seem to sort of come together at the same time. Things like Alaska becoming a state, and the population of Alaska growing, and the population of humans growing rapidly. And the .357 and .44 Magnums had been introduced, and they were gaining in popularity. And in fact, post-World War II, there were just quite a few effective, reliable handguns that were available. So that contributed. And then there were these conservation movements, which called for managing bears as a game animal, as a renewable resource, rather than just a pest that had to be gotten rid of.
Right.
You could say that that was partly because there were fewer and fewer small-scale farmers, you know, to whom the bear was a serious pest. And then in 1973, the grizzly bears got listed as an endangered species. So that started to increase the population of bears that did not fear humans, you know, because bears in general were more protected. So you had more bears, more people, more handguns, and more recording of incidents, and because those incidents were recorded often in magazines or some place that somebody eventually that got on the internet, those incidents became more accessible. And so from 1960 to 1969, we discovered 5 documented cases. That's almost as many as happened in the that we discovered in the previous 7 decades, in 1 decade. And then from 70 to 79, it happened again, 5 more cases. And then 80 to 89, 5 more cases. And then 90 to 99, 8 cases. You see, it's kind of level there, but at the end, it starts increasing a bit. And, you know, it's those things we talk about. More bears, more people, more
right.
Handguns, reliable, powerful handguns that you could, carry around easily. And then in the middle 1990s, the internet started really ramping up. I think that I would say that really started ramping about 96 to 98. And several all trends, all this came together for a large increase in the documented cases of handguns being fired in defense against bears. And so when we start at 2000, and go up to 2009, where the most we ever had in a decade before was 8, and that was in the previous decade, and before that, 5, all of a sudden, we got 30 documented cases of handguns being fired against bears in that 2000 to 2009 decade. And then, the decade after that, 2010 to 2019, 55 cases, almost twice as many as the previous decade.
Right.
I mean, so it's just this, it's almost an exponential rise that you're seeing there. And another thing that happened in 2010 was the national ban on carrying firearms for defense in national parks was taken away.
Yep.
It was a big win for Second Amendment supporters that this national legislation that said no guns in parks, we managed to get rid of it, and it was signed into law under President Obama because there was a credit card regulation that he wanted, and this was included with it, and he just, I'm sure he gritted his teeth when he signed this legislation, but
at the very least,
you know, it was signed. And then, and of those 64 cases, since we had 9 more in 2020 and 21 together, and so 64 documented cases since 2010, 3 of those, almost 5%, happened in national parks. So it was showing that this was a positive thing to allow people to carry guns for defense in national parks. And there may be cases that we don't know of that never got published. Somebody hasn't filed the right Freedom of Information Act. I mean, that type of thing. People are wary about having their name associated with a defense against a bear.
Right.
And if no human is injured or killed when that firearm is, that handgun is fired defensively against the bear, there's not much incentive for people to record it in the newspapers. It's not sensational. And so I suspect there are a fair number of those cases that we don't know about. And give me an example.
I tell you what, hold the example. We're coming up on the break. You'll give me the example when we get back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby at a briefing Tuesday is asked why the United States is providing aid to Ukraine in slices rather than giving them everything they need that the United States could have provided months ago.
If we were to, let's just say that we followed the alternative logic, and at the very beginning of the invasion, we just said, here's everything. Everything in the shoebox. Let's just send it over there. Well, what if everything in the shoebox doesn't fit the fight that they're in? So you tailor each package based on the fight that they're in and what's going on at the time.
Netflix is losing subscribers in a quarter for the first time in more than 10 years. The streaming giant losing over 200,000 subscribers for the first 3 months of this year. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden spoke in New Hampshire on Tuesday about how money from the bipartisan infrastructure law has been used to modernize and expand Portsmouth Harbor. The president explaining what comes through this port.
A lot of important things come into these terminals, and particularly this one. From salt to de-ice roads, 85% of the home heating oil used in this state. And a lot of important things go out of this port as well, like the massive reactor assemblies for nuclear power plants.
Uber and Lyft making a big announcement regarding mask mandates.
A federal judge in Florida on Monday removed the government's mask mandate, saying it was an overreach. Public transportation riders will no longer be forced to wear masks while traveling. Not to be outdone, the mask mandate at Uber and Lyft ride-sharing dropped their mask requirements for U.S. passengers and drivers on Tuesday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lockapo. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Had to slow Dean down because we had to go into the break and everything. He's about to give us an example of things as he's looking at his data points. Would you care to pick that up from where you were there, sir?
No problem. Well, I recently did an update that we talked about where we had 20 more cases that were added since last year of people using firing a handgun in defense against bears. So it's, fair number of those, 13 of the 20, as I recall, and you could make the case for two others, but 13 of the 20 for sure, were not publicized in the main media. And of those 13, as I recall, I might be off by one, 9 of them were from Freedom of Information Act requests. So, unless we had really gone looking for them hard and had the final Freedom of Information Act, which is not a simple process, by the way. It takes perseverance and knowledge. We would never have found 13 of those cases, which is a majority of the upgrade. They just would still be hidden out there. And, 9 in Freedom of Information Act and another 4 from other sources. And of those, all the ones that were Freedom of Information Act sources were all grizzly bear defenses. And that's because there's a bias that's built into the way we look at these things. Because the federal government requires that people who fire a gun in defense against grizzly bears is a criminal offense if you don't report that to the federal government. But there's nothing like that in the federal law for black bears. So if somebody is out in the wilds of Alaska and they're far from any communication or anything else, and there's an aggressive black bear that just refuses to leave camp and keeps getting more and more bothersome, when they shoot that black bear, how many of them are going to report it? And we have exactly such a case that is included in one of our case studies that's been documented. And the only reason it got documented is because the person who shot the bear is a prominent author who spends a lot of time out, did spend, I should say, unfortunately, I believe he has passed, a lot of time in very wild places exploring. And this incident happened to him, and so he noted it in one of his books, and then I noted a vague reference to it in somebody's comment and started looking, and with a lot of digging, I found it. But the point, again, is that how many people who go out in these remote places are world-famous authors? There aren't very many. So I believe that there's quite a few cases that happen that nobody knows about yet. I mean, some of them may come to surface eventually, as we've had some comments on MLN of people talking about how they defended themselves, but they're just not willing to come forward with the data of when, where, at what time, and a little bit of detail with the person involved so that we can say it's documented. You know, somebody says, I did this, and it happened about, you know, maybe it was 1970. I don't recall exactly. That's just not enough to meet our criteria for documentation.
Of course.
So the odds are that there's a lot of cases. I don't know how many. It's really hard, but I believe it could be as high as 10 times as many cases are not reported and recorded and discovered as the ones that we have been found that are both documented and discovered. And
so,
because it just people aren't going to talk about it.
So in your database, what does it have, 123, 24, 25?
125 cases so far from 1990 to 2022 where pistols were used in defense against, in defense against bears.
Right.
And another 20 cases where the pistol and something else was used, some other lethal implement was used, and it's everything from a car to a rifle, you know. And I just one of them that was written up in MLN, I just think it's such a fantastic case. I don't know if it was written up in MLN. I was trying to contact the people it happened to get an interview, and I haven't been successful, so it may not have been written up in MLN, but it was written in several other places. And these people up in Alaska hunting, brown bear, grizzly, whatever you want to call them, basically the same bear, just depends on what they eat, how big they get. And they found this big bear over 400 yards, 450 yards away, I think they said. And with laser rangefinders today, you can be pretty precise. And he had a .338 Magnum, and he fired at the bear three times, and he hit it three times, once in the neck, once through at least one in the lung and once in the shoulder, but didn't break the shoulder. And the bear started charging at them from more than a quarter mile away, and it kept getting closer and closer, but unfortunately the bolt-action rifle the guy was using, a weird malfunction occurred where a empty case had bounced back into the action as it was being worked and deformed and jammed so much that he couldn't clear it. Strange, but strange things happen.
Yeah.
And so then, The bear just keeps getting closer and closer. He's trying to clear this rifle. It's got another round in the magazine, but he can't get at it. And so the bear is getting really, you know, probably under 100 yards. His sister was acting as his guide in Alaska, and they decided we're going to get out of the way. The bear was coming downhill at them, so they moved toward the side and uphill, and the bear followed them, you know, clearly coming after them, clearly having identified them as the cause of his problem. And the guy had, I believe it was a Taurus in, I think it was 454 Magnum. And as the bear gets close, he fires once and misses, fires again, hits the bear in the chest, that turns the bear a bit, fires another shot as the bear is going by. I think he fired four shots altogether, and the bear is down and rolling downhill away from him and dead. That's a combination defense. It was hit three times with a powerful rifle cartridge, but it took the short-range effective use of that powerful handgun to keep them from getting mauled. And so, you know, is that showing that a handgun is effective? Well, I think it is.
Yeah.
But it's a little muddy because it was a wounded bear.
So before you launch into the last little bit, we're coming up on the next break, and I've been too busy listening to you. I have a couple of questions regarding some of this stuff because I do think it sort of matters if that's also been tracked. Dean has written in a variety of places, but right now he's been sitting at Amoland for the last little bit, and of the articles he has available, which nearly 2,000 of his total output is sitting at Amoland. That's where you will find his stuff. Now, Amoland, I don't know where it's at today. 2 years ago, they were in the top 1,000 websites on the planet. I suspect they're probably still sitting around there somewhere, which makes Dean the biggest writer in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, we've been talking about bears and the discovery that you made regarding the prevalence of cases after a certain time in the year. Is a lot of that due to the fact, do you think, that the handgun cartridge became a little more lethal as time went on, plus as we pushed out, now we're actually bumping into them a little more now as America has gone from being a big metropolitan population center to spreading out?
It's both, I think. I think part of the handgun lethality equation is that people just have more confidence in the handgun.
Right.
And, you know, and the other thing is that they're just so reliable. Even, you know, when people are starting to talk about revolvers as, you know, old school, obsolete. But the fact is, a powerful revolver is very reliable for 5 or 6 or 7 shots. And, you know, that's usually as many as you need. Usually you don't get a chance to get off more than a couple with a bear, but some people do. I mean, we had one case where 2 people and got off 31 shots and they were successful. But, you know, with both with semi-automatic pistols. So I think that reliability and effectiveness of cartridge guns made a difference. A huge, it's hard to overstate how much just the ability to find the cases and for people to publish them. For example, there's a case that we included that was never published anywhere else. It was on the internet and it got seared into the memory of the person who experienced it so much that they devoted a whole website just to recounting that incident in fine detail of what exactly happened to them during the event, almost second by second. And so previously we would have never heard anything about it. There would have been no web page. There'd have been nothing. Or another one, which happened in I think it was 1960, early, relatively early, somebody homesteading up in Alaska, and they had a 44 Magnum, and it was a woman. She was encouraged to carry it by her husband. She's going out to wave to him because he's a pilot, and he's coming back in on their landing strip, and as she's running along or walking along there outside, she hears a noise, and here's a grizzly bear charging at her from yards away. But she practiced, she draws that 44, bam, fires one shot, and the bear piles up dead right there. And she recounted that herself personally, I think it might have been an article and then on the website, but I don't think we got it from anywhere else. But because the media is there to record those incidents, and they have been recorded, we just started seeing them. I really don't think it was a complete lack of incidents that we don't see very many from 1890 to 1960. It's just that not many people were able to record them in ways where we could find them. So that's what I see. If you don't mind, I would like to go back to the article where the update was on the number of cases, where we had 20 cases, and we got nowhere near able to finish it, I think, when we first talked about it roughly a week, 10 days ago. And there's some very interesting cases there I'd like to include, if you don't mind.
You got, you got about 5 minutes. So go.
I'll be able to get a couple cases.
Yeah.
One of the most interesting was in Wyoming, the Boulder Basin, and this was a 44 Magnum. About 30% of all the cases we see are 44 Magnums, and they're all successful. And what this was, it really makes it stand out, is the fellow was using birdshot. So this is about 9 in the morning, and a guide and a hunter, they're in heavy cover on horseback. And all of a sudden, almost out of nowhere, this grizzly bear starts charging them. And the hunter starts yelling at the bear as soon as it's seen, and he has a Ruger 44 Magnum, and he draws it. And as the bear's getting closer, he fires at the bear. It's only 13 steps away. I'm sure they measured it later. Blam! And the bear turns away and runs off in about 50 yards. It looks at him like, do I want to go back, get some more of this? And then it takes off. They were not absolutely certain if it was hit or injured much, but the revolver was loaded with actually a 44 special round in birdshot. Generally, that's what you fire in 44 Magnums when you want birdshot, because they were figuring on they could pot a grouse or two for dinner. But, whether the bear probably was stung a bit by those pellets, we've seen several cases where a powerful revolver is fired at a bear or right in front of a bear at very close range, and just the blast and the enormous shock wave noise of that is enough to startle them, give them second thoughts, and they take off. So that was the one. That was in 2010. And then in 2011, there's just another fascinating one, and this one, another Wyoming grizzly bear. And it was Freedom of Information Act, so the people involved were redacted. So I'm just referring them as Hunter 1 and Hunter 2, and we talked about this, but it's just an amazing case. And they're out bow hunting for elk in heavy timber. And there's some pictures at the article on MLM about this. And, I mean, it's rough stuff. It is, if anybody who's ever gone through the woods where there's a lot of blow-down timber realizes that it's a lot of work and difficult traction trying to get through this stuff. You end up crawling over logs and breaking off limbs and all kinds of stuff. It's heavy-duty effort to try to get through this, and trying to get through one silently is a real trick. So they're in this stuff, and they see a bear. A bear comes running at one hunter, and he yells at it and jumps up on a down tree, and the bear runs off. But it's a grizzly bear, and so he talks to the other hunter and says, let's get out of here, and they're trying to get out. They make about, I think, 200 or 300 yards away from that point, and then here two bears, a bear and a cub, I guess, appear and start charging at them, and One of them, they try to get up a tree. The second hunter throws the bow down. The other hunter has a 38 revolver. No idea whether it's 4-inch, 6-inch, 2-inch, whatever, but he's got one. And his friend, trying to get a tree, falls down, and here's the bear jumping at him. He puts up his boot to try to kick the bear away, and the bear grabs him by the ankle, and he's yelling to the other hunter, shoot it, shoot it. And he shoots, bam, bam. And the bear comes off the first hunter and starts coming up toward him, and bam, and that's it. That's the dead bear right there. And it took three shots from a 38 at less than 6 feet, and that was all it took. That's an amazing thing. We don't have very many 38 special saves. I think there are four instances, and one of those was a failure, but it was probably because the person involved never actually hit the bear with any of his shots and wasn't really intending to, I don't think, either, in that case. So I thought that was a fascinating and interesting incident.
And
may
well,
not you, have time.
You may not have time, but maybe we could pick, maybe there'll be something. We could pick that up on Friday because everything should be right on Friday. And in any event.
I think we can. And that's, I think we're about halfway through now of the new incidents, but there's many fascinating things to learn from these incidents. And I enjoy, you know, all the research and putting them together.
Well, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. And we'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.